The principles considered by the people and also the rights of the nation and also the framework depicted by the leader, these principles will be observed and of course, our nuclear rights will become operational, and I can refer to enrichment. That's going to continue as part of our nuclear rights. It's continuing and it's going to continue tomorrow, and our enrichment will never come to a halt. This is a red line. Enrichment will never come to a halt in Iran, and it's a red line. Enrichment is our clear right. Either others like it or not, and whatever the interpretation can be of the NPT, even though they are not lawyers, and it's interpretation by a colonel rather than a lawyer. So, enrichment is our right based on the NPT, and every country, for the sake of its development, has the right to act, and enrichment is one of them. Whatever is not forbidden by international rules is free. So we want to have a nuclear power plant. How can we obtain the fuel? Can you obtain the fuel without enrichment? They speak of peaceful technology and energy. So how can we generate electricity? There's a need for nuclear fuel. In order to obtain nuclear fuel, you need enrichment. And also other actions that have to be taken, we should have the nuclear rods and the rods and so on in the reactor, and eventually we'll come up with the fuel. The people must be certain about this, and also we seek to, any act of oppression in this connection must be eliminated. We want to, in fact, break the sanctions regime, and we want to actually create the necessary opportunity at the international level, what we described as constructive interaction. We're going to have constructive interaction with the world, and we will move forward step by step to the point of reaching full agreement with the 5+1 group. There's a long way ahead, and we're going to tread this path. You said, how can we preserve integration and solidarity? The first point is that all of us must respect each other's rights. I spoke about a promise to our nation about that the citizens' charter, and I put the draft has been put on the website in order to have the views of the elites and the people. It's our legal department has prepared the draft, and they wanted to give it to me for my, in order to just have my final views expressed about it. But I said, first, let's have people's views, and I actually want the lawyers and university professors and scholars to just go through this charter. The first point. The step is to respect each other's rights, and secondly, all the people must have a feeling of a calm atmosphere prevailing in the society. This is my feeling. I hope the people would also have this similar feeling. A calm atmosphere has been created, an atmosphere of calmness, not just about the gold coins and dollars and the housing system and so on. In fact, there's a feeling of calm and calm atmosphere existing in universities and schools and also in the field of sports. Of course, as far as sports concerns, there's a great deal of excitement. I didn't do anything as far as the sports concern about that. Beach soccer games are concerned and so on. See what our youths have done. They are contributing to our victories and they also thank me, but we should all be thankful to our nation. They have brought about pride for us, and our sports minister was the last one to actually get the vote of confidence and through many ups and downs. I do not want to get into much detail since we don't have much time, but I want to mention this point that as far as interaction with the global community is concerned, and speaking of your interaction with your colleagues and the people, I am